call the City of Franklin's Common Council to order. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Mayor Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Olson is excused. Alderman Solomon.
Here.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Schmidt.
Right.
Alderman Scruggs.
Here.
Please rise during the beginning of pledge allegiance and start flying. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. First item on the agenda, as usual, is citizens' comment period. Any citizens wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Yes, sir.
Pete Kosovich, 8170 South 28th Street. And I just want to say that last week I had filed my papers for continuing a financial report. And I asked at the desk, I've been seeing Steve Taylor signs around, and I commend you, Steve, for your ambition for a county supervisor. My question is, what is your intent as far as being an alderman? You were just reelected less than a year ago. Can you and will you serve both positions at the same time without being biased towards one community or another?
This is citizen comment period.
Well,
you don't respond to questions, so thank you very much, Pete.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizen's comment period? Is there anyone else wishing to speak? Not, I'm going to close the citizen's comment period and turn to item B2. Items A, B, and C is only to get this on the agenda so it gets in the papers so that the people of Franklin will be able to know that these were the award winners from the City of Franklin at the Southeastern or Suburban Chamber of Commerce's event. And would just add that it was a very nice event. I think Alderman Taylor, Skoronski, Schmidt, myself were there. It's probably one of the better events like that in some time. Mark Hansen, who we all know, did a great job in his speech. Pretty funny story, actually. It's he started off as a rock artist in spandex. And it was very good. So, did have Oak Creek was there. They took away some of the higher awards this year, which we've taken away in the previous years. In fact, I think Mark Hansen's favorite sweets won the won last year. So. Again, it was really a great event and well attended. So, with that, item C, approval of the regular meeting of January 24th, 2012.
Move to approve as amended.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item E1 is Adam Murphy. Adam is here tonight. So thank you for.
Motion to approve.
There's a motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. I only add that if you had a chance to go through Mr. Murphy's application, you can see that it's stellar and that greatly appreciate that he and other people in the community come forward to serve on our committees. We couldn't run the city without people like yourself. So thank you very much, Adam.
Thanks, Mr.
Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skoronski.
Aye.
Five ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. That's it. Thank you very much. You can go home now. Besides, you're sitting right behind a movie star. This guy right here was on TV. You really did a good job, Dave. It was like,
you going to sell copies of it?
Letters and petitions. Memorandum from Joel Deedle, planning manager, regarding crossroads, trade area plan provisions, and development potential. I asked that Joel put this on the agenda for tonight because over the years there's been a lot of confusion. Actually, we've had two or three different councils that have sat up here since the crossroads plan went in place. Time to time I hear things like, well, you know, you can't do this and you can't do that because that's set in stone and it can't be adjusted. The fact of the matter is, if you read the comments by Mr. Ritter and others that were there, Crossroads plan is a guide. And I think Jack Bennett made a motion at the meeting to just inform the council that try and work, if we were to get the developments in or whatever, that we really have a lot of flexibility in working with those types of developments. Alderman Wilhelm?
I appreciate the report that was given to the Plan Commission and before us this evening. I do have five comments. The first one is regarding background history, where it talks about, by ordinance, the Franklin First strategies on the area by the crossroads. I think it would be important to note, in the background of history, if we're going to give a complete detailed history, the public support that led to the Walmart ordinance changes, which seems to be completely missing from that packet other than that area, except for it talks about the retail grocery store. So, and then my next item is to talk about the section where it says that the proposal came before the Environmental Commission. And it says that it was there for the lack of mitigation, and I remember that. And it was actually there because no permits were given from the DNR, and we had tabled it. So, you know, that I don't think we should just make stuff up. We should be accurate in our facts when we give a report. And that was the fact they had no DNR permits, so it allowed the commission to say we can't move forward because we can't override the DNR. State statutes are first. So I remember they even met with me at my work office regarding that issue, and I told them the same thing. I don't have a big issue. It's just that, you know, we can't override state ordinances or state laws until you get that approved. There's not much we can do on that. So then the third one is relating to the current considerations, where it talks about, it's important to note that the City of Franklin Trails Committee, and more recently the Plan Commission, has expressed interest in the concept of complete streets and how it might apply to the portions of the crossroads. I can agree that that's a great idea, but in no way have I ever heard that the Trails Commission has talked about the crossroads area on their agenda. I don't even believe the crossroads area has ever been brought up. So I know Commissioner Haley and Commissioner Micklig and Commissioner Fowler sit on the Plan Commission, and maybe they're getting confused with Plan Commission members that also sit on the Trail Commission. So there should be a clarification that maybe that did come from Plan Commission, but not necessarily the Trail Commission. And I bring this up because these reports become part of the public record as they are within this document. And we can't just make this stuff up as we go. And we need to have motions and actions that are made and required in the minutes in order to make statements. A perfect example is this, is about a month ago when Commissioner Fowler came here and said the Trail Commission didn't make that recommendation. And that was on 51st Street. And it was already on the agenda, one of the agenda items, recommendation from the Trail Committee for an item. I want to see motions that are made when you put stuff in here that says this Trail Commission does these things. So with my comments, I'm going to move to have planning staff amend the report dated January 19th within the council packet to correctly reflect the actions of the committees as they relate to the crossroads, specifically the public interest in access and roads, the required permits, and there were three of them, the public roads and public input and the DNR approvals and required permits. I don't know if I got those.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second for discussion.
Under discussion. Alderman Taylor.
So Alderman Wilhelm, your concern is with the write-up of the February 19th to the Plan Commission.
Chair, may I answer?
Yes.
Yes, it is. It's. I guess I'm making the motion to make a point that there has been a couple things brought forward that have said commissions have done where there's no background or motion to substantiate that, and I want the reports to be accurate.
Mark, is this, I mean, or Joel, is this report any different how you would normally write one? I mean, when you refer to things, are you talking about motions that were made, or is it just usually as a summary? This is a summary document, isn't it, basically?
Yes. As long as I wanted to keep it short, this would be, in my opinion, the proper way to do it. If I wanted to make it twice as long, I would add the information that all the anyone was asking.
And can a person ask where you got this information from for this summary? You could point to it, documents that would show whether or not there was actions taken by the boards or commissions in that.
Correct.
I mean, I understand where Alderman Wilhelm's coming from, but this is kind of, it seems like it's a summary document is the way I look at it. And I can appreciate the fact that, you know, it was a month ago where Chairman Fowler came here and said, well, no, we didn't make this recommendation, even though it's in there saying that you did. I guess I'd be more concerned if we're saying that boards and commissions made motions or took a position that they didn't, than just kind of talking about, you know, overall conversations that took place in the meeting. All right, thank you.
Yeah, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I think it's important to note when you put things in here that talk about that something was done due to lack of concerns of mitigation, and it's not exactly what the minutes reflect for the Environmental Commission who made that motion, then I guess that misleads the public. And also, when you tell them that the Trail Committee has expressed an interest, but yet it didn't come before the Trail Committee is talking about the crossroads. Yes, they've expressed an interest in pedestrian access altogether, but there has not been any discussion on the crossroads. That, again, misleads the public, misleads me as an alderman. And that's not the way I work, so I like things to be correct and accurate. It doesn't make it any longer to express the facts more correctly than it does to have them incorrect within a document. And it's obviously true that there was huge public support on the background history for the that area when it came to Walmart. It's obviously true that there was no DNR permits granted for that issue, and it's obviously true that the Trails Committee has not taken up the crossroads area. So those were my three points.
Alderman Skransky and Alderman Sumner.
Yeah. I think the document that Joe has given us is sufficient at this time, because when Highway 100 and that intersection, there may be some changes to that entire layout based on it, and when that comes up, then the Trails Committee can come along and ask for some input depending on the streets or sidewalks. It is a rural area, and right now you'd have sidewalks going nowhere, but it could be put into plan at the time of any plan.
Point of order, the discussion is not germane to the
motion.
Your
Honor, I have the floor.
Yeah, well, she raises a point of order, but I get to decide if that's a point of order. What is your point of order?
The motion was for the corrections, and he's talking about.
So he's not talking to the motion?
He's not talking to the motion.
Okay.
She is
correct on the parliamentary procedure. Well, it's. I think it's very broad that things that you're encompassing in your statement could be defined and still meet the intent of the motion. In other words, I'm saying just if you want to continue, but just make it more relevant to the motion. She is correct on that.
I'm going to pass right now. Doesn't do any good.
Alderman Solomon.
I recognize that this is just a summary and a short synopsis. We spent numerous hours on the crossroads plan, and we specifically did not talk about the word that starts with a W, specifically because we didn't want to get sued. So some of these comments are completely out of order. And I take umbrage with the way you asked for this on the summary report.
Now, Clerk, could you read back the motion, please?
Alderman Wilhelm moved on a memorandum from Joel Dito, Planning Manager, dated February 2nd, 2012, and included in the Common Council documents for this meeting regarding Crossroads Trade Area Plan provisions and development potential be amended to correctly reflect actions of committees as they relate to the Crossroads Trade Area, including related permits, public input, and Department of Natural Resources.
Yeah, under discussion, Alderman Taylor.
Just one real quick question. At the Trails Committee, so was Crossroads discussed at all at the Trails Committee meeting?
As far as I know, they talked generic for this. Plan Commission talked specific areas.
But the Trails Commission, so you're saying generic in terms of they did or did not talk about it?
Well, Crossroads in particular, no, and the city in general is.
All right, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Oh. Any further discussion? Alderman Wilhelm.
Yeah, the three items were public input, permits, DNR permits, and the last one was the regarding pedestrian access for the trails. Those were the three points of correction within the memorandum that I was looking for, and obviously, we have our planning manager who did just say that we did not do that, which it says here. So if you're going to vote against my motion, you're basically saying it doesn't matter if it's incorrect. We're going to accept it as it is anyway. Thank you.
I just would point out that I started off by saying that I asked that this be placed on some the agenda so that people would know that the Crossroads plan is not something that's in concrete. It's actually a guide. That was the entire purpose of this meeting. All right, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed?
No.
Aye.
Three noes, two ayes. The motion is denied. All right, next item on the agenda. The last time I tried to inform you guys. Okay, a request from that Trails Committee, the movie star that I saw was on TV tonight, every channel. Mr. Fowler, I understand that there's been a request to table this item to the next meeting of the Common Council.
To address this? Dave Fowler, 7549 Riverview Road, also chair of the Trails Committee. The reason we're asking for a tabling of this item is one that John Bickley, who's been one of the main movers behind it, is cannot attend the meeting tonight. And also, he would like to make a presentation. I have talked with Sandy Wazlowski, the clerk, because really that has to happen at the Committee of the Whole. So we're hoping to have a little more time at the Committee of the Whole to make this presentation. And for March, did we get the date right, Sandy? March 3rd?
Yeah.
5th, sorry. All right,
so that's good. Okay, so you'd like this table to March 5th?
If that's possible.
Okay. Is there a motion?
To table.
To March 5th?
Okay.
Is there a second?
Second.
So moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Aye. Thank you.
Nice having motion. I can't express enough what a good job you did. It's like there's Dave Fowler right on TV. Item G2, request from the Parks Commission for an amendment to the Comprehensive Outdoor Recreation Plan 2025. Provide outdoor recreational facilities for senior citizens at city parks in areas of the city with concentrated populations of senior citizens. Alderman Solomon.
First off, this was brought forth to the Parks Commission by member Dorson, and he had some information on senior workout areas. It's very interesting. We're looking into it. However, as we looked into it to pay for some of the costs with impact fees, we were specifically looking at areas, parks around areas where there's a lot of seniors, which obviously this area is with all the senior housing around here. we need to put this into the outdoor recreation plan so we can spend some dollars on facilities and equipment. So that's the request from the Parks Commission.
I just wanted to say
I would move to approve.
Okay, there's a motion to approve. Second. It's been moved and seconded. Under discussion, Alderman Wilhelm and then Mr. Woodburn.
We are moving to approve, or are we moving to direct staff to prepare the appropriate resolution?
Correct, prepare the appropriate resolution.
And is that your second?
Yes.
Okay. Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I do have some questions. Did we poll the seniors that this is something they want? Because most of the seniors that I see that come up here to City Hall frequently have a hard time just walking into the building and using walkers. So I'm wondering the cost of maintaining exercise equipment and the limited use for outdoor facilities, if this is something that they feel is worthwhile for us to spend the money on to support them, or if they have other ideas to support them on. And I would think that with their possibility of some of the funds getting cut in the future, they might look for other ways to be supported. I understand that this is a use of the impact fees that we're trying to use up, but I would like to see that, you know, the community is on board with the project. So I guess we've already made a motion to move forward with that, but before we take action, I think the citizens, including the seniors, should be asked if they feel this is appropriate before we adopt the ordinance.
Alderman Solomon.
I specifically stopped and asked the seniors, grandparents that are out on the swing area with their grandchildren and out on the play area out here, if they would like some equipment for them to work on, and I got nothing but affirmative action from three of them one day and two of them about a week later. So yeah, we have we do have interest in it, and it's mostly in areas where during the day grandma and grandpa have got the kids here. In fact, this park is very, how should I say it, the Lions Legend Park is utilized extensively by seniors with grandkids here during the day. And if you doubt my credibility, you're free to stop and talk to any one of them.
Alderman Schmidt?
It's my understanding that Cal said that impact fees cannot be used for this.
The way it's written now, yes.
So is it you're looking to change it to apply impact fees for this?
Correct.
That would be if, in fact, there was a later date decision made to do something about a ceiling.
Correct.
Which is right. Not really before us.
To that end, or to that point with impact fees, I might suggest on page 18 that the motion incorporate outdoor recreational equipment or facilities, as is referenced at the paragraph at the very top of the page. Because when we bring the resolution back to you, it's likely to use more the word equipment than facilities, since the term recreational facilities, I believe, is the phrase in the impact fee statutes that is prohibited from impact fees being used for, as of one of the last changes. So, but if you just add equipment or in the motion, then that will give us the freedom to make sure the resolution that comes back to you is consistent with impact fee statutes as well.
Okay. I would accept that amendment.
So would I.
And the second, you're the second, Alderman Spencer?
Yes.
All right. Under discussion, Ms. City Attorney.
I didn't look at this clause because my staff had already done that, so this is right off the top of my head. My second thought when I looked at it was, these are prior collected impact fees which predated the statutory amendment which limited recreational impact fees to non-facilities, therefore it could be used for facilities, and if that's not the case,
that's what I feel. Since this motion was only directing staff to prepare, and given that we currently have some work on this that is scheduled to get underway with Rupert Milkey, provided you're not expecting this to happen at the next meeting, I figured we could roll it all in together and make sure all of that is addressed.
So it's still a potential issue?
Yeah, that's why I was comfortable with it just being a direct staff to do it. We'll make sure it comes back at a in a form that's right so that we know what money we have and what it can be used for.
All right, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Planning Department 2012 Annual Report Reviewer of Permits and of Applications, Special Projects, Community Growth Issues. The Plan Commission February 9th, 2012 meeting. This report is intended for the informational purposes only. Action on the matter is not required. I think the planning staff, hopefully they didn't go way out and embellish on things that are not true in here. Know how irresponsible those guys in planning here. I think they did a pretty nice job. I think that there's also probably some good news in here when you start looking at some of the charts that the world is not as bad as some have projected it to be. In fact, I think what some of the stats are showing is that the economy is beginning to pick up. I was just talking to a gentleman in the construction business that said that seeing that the construction is picking up as well. I think the planning staff did a very nice job on this, and I would hope that you would accept it and place it on the plan.
So moved. Second.
It's been moved and seconded under discussion. Alderman Wilmer.
Well, had I been given the opportunity to have the floor, I would have made that motion, but I was jumped in on. I guess I'll just vote in favor of it. Normally you ask to get the floor to make that motion. So I would like to let the planning department know that I do like this report. I think it's much better than the other one, and I read it thoroughly and thought it was appropriate. Thank you.
Alderman Taylor.
Your Honor, I'm going to withdraw my motion so Alderman Wilhelm can make the motion.
Motion to accept the planning staff's report. Dated 2001.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Five ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Now turn to Alderman Solomon's item, discussion of public funding sources for 27th Street. Alderman Solomon.
We've got a whole bunch of people running around making all these wonderful, grandiose suggestions. I think the Franklin Forward Committee has had a kick at the can already. 27th Street Corridor has been kicking this around. But before we get going too far, we better figure out how we're going to pay for these improvements. And as everybody maybe not realize, there are two TIF districts adjacent to 27th Street. However, they don't extend throughout the corridor as Oak Creek's does. And we're losing increment, folks. We got a new dental facility up. We got a new food store going up right next to it. Those are not in the TIF district, so there's increment going down the sewer that could help pay for this. Somebody needs to grab the bull by the horns here, and I'll make a motion shortly that we need some alternative funding sources and some alternative ideas, either a TIF district, corridor to all along the corridor, bid districts, what's available with the special assessments to the businesses that exist there, knowing full well that there are a lot of mom-and-pop scenarios along the corridor. I don't believe that that would be receptive to everybody, but somebody better start looking at how they're going to pay for this, and knowing full well that there's increments being lost right now. Dollars are going out the window. The land is being developed, and we're not collecting a nickel to pay for these improvements. And I, for one, I don't, as a taxpayer, want to be paying for these improvements down there. It is for the businesses. It's for the corridor, both sides of the street. But nobody's brought forth anything. Therefore, I am making a motion to direct staff to proceed with available funding sources for the 27th Street corridor from College Avenue to Drexel Avenue, bypass going to be required as a state redoes that highway in 2018? I do believe it's 2015.
Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Alderman Wilhelm.
What is meant by proceed with available funding sources?
Give us the alternatives available. TIF district, bid district, special assessment. Well, maybe there's more out there.
Might be more appropriate instead of proceed with available funding, so it sounds like we're going to be spending funds, proceed with available options for funding.
That's fine. Put the option in there. I don't care what, you know, you might want to maybe have a conglomeration of different.
Second. Is it a motion?
The amended motion.
Okay. Well, it's a suggested. It's asked for an amendment, but as long as we're doing parliamentary procedure, I absolutely don't care. All right, so you have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. I'm going to pass the gavel.
Your Honor.
Thank you. What Alderman Solomon is bringing up is what I've been talking about for at least 2 to 3 years and actually harping about, that there was going to come a day where all this stuff was going to come to the Common Council and decisions would need to be made. As you might remember, I advocated for the creation of a separate entity for the management of 27th Street. Unfortunately, our good friend and partner in Oak Creek, Mayor Bolander, died recently, and I think I mentioned this at the last meeting, that at the 10th anniversary of C-Cub, he said on the podium that he was totally in favor and totally committed to 27th Street. Well, that's up in the air right now, and we have numerous mayoral races going on, or you should say we have candidates running for mayor over there and aldermen and things like that. With your business park, and it is your business park, some many years ago when Mayor Clements was here and others, they put the authority for the construction and raising of funds and all that on the community development authority. That has not occurred in this particular instance. It's my understanding that on the, Alderman Solomon is absolutely correct, that on the Oak Creek side, the entire corridor is in the TIF district. It's also my understanding that the jurisdictional party that's charged with the management and the financing of that is the Community Development Authority for Oak Creek, for the entire, actually I think it's for the entire city. I wanted to raise one other item while I was talking about this. Talking about financing, and we're talking about incentives and who's going to pay for all these things. And by the way, I really appreciate that you're bringing this forward. In Sunday's paper, you may have seen a couple articles referring to City of Milwaukee and their Milwaukee Economic Development Corporation, and where they've hired an affiliate to go out and to secretly bid on properties and to expend literally millions of dollars in an effort to try and bring Kohl's Corporation to their city. I don't know how many of you saw it, but I think that was a pretty revealing article, because that's our competition. And we have expressed an interest in bringing Kohl's here, but you have no such entity in place to do such a thing. I know there's been a lot of discussion. I think the Ford Franklin Committee is doing a great job. But you really have no group like that in place to try and compete against the Kohls of this world. I guess the last piece is that a number of us met with some of the business owners. I think Alderman Taylor was in the discussion. About the creation or potential creation of a bid district for 27th Street. All of those things need to yet be decided upon, because, as I tried to say for a few years, let's say the economy really picks up, starts getting going, and it seems to me it's beginning to percolate. Almost every decision that's going to be made for 27th Street is going to come directly to this Common Council. And I said I may have to call special Common Council meetings all the time. I wasn't kidding about that. And Alderman Solomon has given me now the opportunity of saying, okay, it's here. We now have to make some decisions. I guess the good news is that the first decisions that we have to be made are between College and Drexel Avenue. But there's still some very, very hefty costs associated with those, burying the overhead cable, which I think was unanimous recommendations from all the members, both Oak Creek and Franklin Steering Committee. I'm hearing from the businesses along 27th Street that that's a very desirable thing. I think it's $1.13 million per month.
Just for the electric, you still have just Warner Cable and AT&T in the cost.
And then you have all the various improvements that have to be made, and the DOT probably within a 3 to 4 month period is going to start to bear down a little bit more about getting decisions. We're going to try and arrange a joint CDA Ford Franklin committee. Common Council?
Ford Franklin Plan Commission CDA.
Go Plan Commission. To try and bring all these things out so that we can bring a recommendation to this Common Council regarding what those committees are recommending to you, and then with costs associated with it. So I'm glad that you put it on the agenda, but I think the work is really going to need to start right now. Thank you. Alderman Skransky.
I think if you look back at what the other communities are doing and how they mapped out their authority, people, their financing, I mean, you got a roadmap right there to do. And we should just mirror what those other communities are doing so we're in sync with them. They can be in sync with us to follow through with this and putting under the proper authority and committees and move forward with it. Because we're going to be on the short end of the stick if we don't do something. And right now, we were the prominent people to make this thing happen. And we don't want to be on the back end of the cart. So I'm asking the rest of our members on this council to be very forward-thinking, move on this, and get it in place. So when this happens, we're there and ready to go with it, rather than trying to pick up the sticks get things going, because we'll be way behind. So I think it's a good idea. Alderman Solomon for bringing it up. I firmly support it, with either the CDA or a BIT district, and get this thing going so you can move on this. Because the CDA or the authority that ran the business part, very fine, it's very efficient, got things done, kept the standards, we moved forward on it. So that's my opinion, and I think we should move on it.
There's a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? 5 ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item G5, extension memorandum of understanding relative to scheduling and operation of the ball field located south of Public Works Garage, 7979 West Bryan Road. Alderman Skransky.
I make a motion to approve the memorandum of understanding for 2012 for the use of the ball fields located south of the City of Franklin DPW facilities at 7979 West Ryan Road.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Only I just want to thank you, Mr. Bennett and Jerry Schaefer, for being able to resolve a pretty complicated and could have been kind of a heated issue. So thank you very much. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Authorization to select professional services consultant to provide supervisory control data acquisition for the city's sanitary sewer and water systems. Mr. Dunn.
And Mr. Mayor, the SCADA system is really a computer system with associated software, and it basically operates the water system day in and day out. We don't have a second shift or third shift employees on. We depend on the computer to turn the pumps on, turn the pumps off, and keep the water flowing. It's alarmed such that anything goes wrong, we do have people on call. They have pagers, and this system has a pulley alternate system that will pull them, and when we have alternates and nobody answers, it finally goes to the police department, so we the police department can call people in. For the sewer system, it's more of a monitoring system. It measures the time the pumps run, pressures, the flow. We got magnetors in each of our lift stations, so it monitors them and produces basically a report for us. The this is our would be our third system. In early 80s, when basically the water utility started functioning as a water utility, and we had the first system, and that was a camp system. No relation to camper, but a camp system. And then the second system we got was a HydroLink. Actually, Rickard Melke developed that. We were extremely pleased with that. We have almost 20 years of service out of that. It's getting to the point it's no longer being supported, the software. 20 years is a long time when you look at computers. So we're looking for the next generation system. We want the reason we replaced the camp system, it was a proprietary system, and the cost just got skyrocketed for trying to upgrade it. The HydroLink is less of a manufacturer system, and the system we want to buy is all components that we can buy. And now we actually put small computers in at each of the pump stations, whether they be water pump stations or sewage pump stations. So we have a master computer running them, and we have a mini computer that operates them internally. So it's time. Monies are available in the sewer and water department. It would be, right now we're estimating 60% of the cost will go to the water department and 40% of the cost will go to the sewer department. Funds are in the budget for this. This would be to select a consultant that would best design that and put it together for us.
Is there a motion to authorize the selection of a professional service consultant based on the quality selection process to assist in the preparing of the design and specifications of a supervisory control and data acquisition, with the mayor selecting the committee which will make a recommendation to the common council?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Under discussion, Alderman Zwillen.
This is directed to Mr. Bennett. I heard you mention that Rickard Melke did the one system. Was that the HydroLink?
Yes.
That's the one they did. So they did the second system?
Second system. Or Camp, a company out of, I think, Cedarburg, or Mequon, did the first system.
Okay. And so the Rickard Melke probably still does this kind of work?
They aren't supporting their HydroLink anymore, so I don't know if they're going to compete for this or not.
It would be nice to see a few other consultants.
Well,
get
that's
some
what
of
we
the,
hope. We,
some
this
of the
probably
funds
won't go to
while, so.
I can't promise, but yeah. I don't think Rickard Melke is real high on our list of what we're looking for.
Thank you.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, I have it. Motion carries. Item G7, authorization to have city contract install the final lift of asphalt for the wellness center.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, it's high time. This is the wellness center was built in 2004. We've been trying to get this resurfaced for about a year. Unfortunately, when things go into receivership, you end up not having an owner. We do have a letter of credit from the bank, and finally I worked out with the bank late last year, not in time to do the construction, that they would release the money to us to do the work, but they won't release it to any other person. So this would be a little bit similar to what was done with Avion. We would contract for the work, take it out of their letter of credit. The bank is all on board in this. I talked to the developer on this, and they have no objection. Needs to be done. The roads are really need to find a way.
Alderman Skronsky?
And make a motion to authorize the staff to include the final lift of asphalt for the wellness center, with the understanding that the cost for the final lift of asphalt will be taken from the wellness center's letter of credit.
Second.
The moved and seconded. Under discussion, Mr. City Attorney.
This is going to bid?
Yes.
Okay, that should be clear in the motion.
I don't know the bid.
bids back to the council.
I will
authorize staff to let the final lift of asphalt for the wellness center for bid.
Is that acceptable to the maker of the motion?
Yes.
And who is the second?
Yes, it's acceptable.
Okay, it's acceptable. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Now turn to item G8. Ms. Liberta.
This is just updating the city's family medical leave policy, which was always a separate policy and needs to be incorporated in the handbook as well and updated for federal law changes that have occurred since the policy was last revised in 2003. Personnel Committee reviewed these 2 meetings ago and recommends approval.
Alderman Schmidt.
I make the motion to approve the revisions to the effect on family medical leaves policy and inclusion of the policy.
Second.
The moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item G9, Ms. Wilbur.
This item continues with discussions from previous meetings on restructuring of the finance department to address changes in the director of finance and treasurer's job. We took to heart some of the discussions that was had and have put together an option that has 3 motions listed under council action requested, 3 parts that would eliminate the need to have to do a charter ordinance change. The first part amends the job description for the director of finance and treasurer, and then has an approval of an employment agreement with Calvin Patterson, who would then stay in his current position working half-time after May 1st and would continue to oversee finance and treasury. The second part creates a job description for the deputy finance director and authorizes filling that position. And then the third part, which is modifies my job description and has me oversee finance for the purpose of creating a single chain of command for the budget process. I'll take primary point on working with the mayor on development of his budget, and with that adjustment incorporated into the finance director and treasurer's job description as well, where he has a secondary role in that. Cal has indicated a willingness to continue in that position. So all 3 of these parts taken together lets us move forward. It should work within our approved budget, and it doesn't require a charter ordinance amendment.
Alderman Solomon.
Yeah, we need to move forward on this in a fairly timely manner, as we have a willing partner right now that wants to work part-time. Gets us into an area that the new treasurer may have some qualifications that can move forward. I have a question of Mark. Do you want us to move on part 1, part 2, and part 3 separately, or can we move to approve all 3 motions at once?
It's probably easiest for the clerk if there are 3 separate motions.
Okay.
But
I'll move part 1 to move to approve a resolution to revise the job description of the Director of Finance and Treasurer and approve an employment agreement with Calvin Patterson to continue in the position effective May 1st, 2012.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moving second under discussion, Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I still have quite a bit of concerns with this. So your motion was for the job change and for Cal's contract, right?
Correct.
Okay. So for the job description.
Should really address the chair.
I guess what I see is the solution that creates no long-term solutions, and it creates a full-time position overseeing a part-time staff position. And it doesn't put us any more further ahead with someone wanting to step into that job and hiring a full-time position being overseen by this part-time position than what we discussed before. I understand the need to get this moving forward, but I guess the biggest and most undesirable aspect of this is that it puts politics in place and a position that I think is supposed to be unbiased in the reporting. And what I mean by that is it removes Mr. Liberta, the director of administration, from overseeing the planning department and puts into place a political body, and that would be the mayor's position. And nothing opposing our current mayor on that issue, but we have the mayor already has, as it says in here, has weekly meetings with planning staff. He already sets the agenda for the plan commission. He already has input on the plan commission, and he already has input at the council level. And to me, that's an awful lot of weight on one department from one particular political body and less on the common council as a whole. And I would feel more comfortable if the mayor might consider swapping the building inspection and leave Mark with the planning department, and that way it would remove some of the politics. I just, for someone to sit, you know, on the planning commission, they're actually part of the planning, and it just doesn't seem to have this unbiasedness. If I were to ask my constituents, would you rather have the director of administration overseeing your planning department so they can allow for an unbiased review, or would you rather have a political influence overseeing that department head? I think I know what their answer would be. So I'm not ready to tell my constituents that I'm putting politics overseeing the planning department at that level. So the other thing is it removes the mayor's position from the job with the budget and gives it to the director of administration. Well, it gives you, Mark Liberta, it gives you the ability to oversee the finance department, which is, and gives you a lot of budget duties that you said you weren't doing before, whether you have been doing or not. But to me, the budget is the main important aspect that the mayor should be accountable to for the people that vote that person into office. And so with those two things, it makes it difficult for me to see where we're headed. So I guess with consideration of possibly putting Mark in charge of keeping him in charge of planning and having the swap of the building inspection so Mark, you wouldn't have to have that, that would satisfy my needs on that part. For the job description and the contract, the contract says the employer, upon execution of this agreement, agrees to provide full employer pay, family health benefit coverage to employee through August 2014. And it also allows for a little over 3 hours vacation per pay period for part-time. That works out to, for a part-time person, it's like 6 hours a month, or, you know, or 1.5 days or something. It just seems like it's quite a lot for a part-time. And then the life insurance shall be maintained by the employer for the benefit of the employee at least 2 times the employee's annual biweekly base salary. And that the employer shall, within 30 days of the employee's death, pay to the employee's estimate a lump sum payment equal to 2/3. Now, there are several things in here that, you know, I could go on in the contract that maybe we should be really considering. Another one is the upon termination, except for the termination of just cause, severance pay should be paid out applying 11 years of full-time service, an additional completed years thereafter, if earned, shall be applied at halftime service. 11 years out, I don't know. There's a lot of things in here that are stronger than maybe some of the full-time employees, and I'm concerned that that might cause harder negotiations with some of our people that are, you know, in the other contracts. So I guess those are some of the things that I'd like to call to your attention. If anybody has read, you know, the entire contract word for word, if they're completely comfortable with it, I suppose that's fine. But I'm not completely comfortable with some of the wording in the contract, and I actually would prefer if we could hold this off till a full council could be here to take up all the details in the job description. I would appreciate the input from Alderman Olson on this topic, since he's part of the personnel committee as well, and that would make me more comfortable with some more feedback on that from someone else who's been doing this for quite some time.
Before we recognize Ms. Liberta, to maybe ease some of your anxiety with the mayor being in charge of the planning department. Actually, the mayor, by state law, Chapter 62.09, sub 8, mayor shall be a chief executive officer. Mayor shall take care that city ordinance, state laws are observed, enforced, and all city employees, city officers discharge their duties. And then in Chapter 55-2, city administrative organization, mayor pursuant to 62.08, sub 8A, Wisconsin statutes, non-negotiable state law. Mayor shall be the chief executive officer of the city, shall take care that city ordinances and state laws are observed and enforced, and that all city officers and employees discharge their duties, except as may be otherwise provided by law pursuant to the Wisconsin statutes. All city employees shall be hired or appointed by and be subject to the supervision of the mayor or such city officer or employee so designated and authorized in writing by the mayor. So those things were taken care of by the state legislature. It's a law that pertains to, it was 1,841 municipalities or wherever they have mayors and cities. And that's the law of the land. On any given day, if I wish to say, this is a direct order and I want you to, I'm countermanding that order, I want you to go do that. For any employee in the city, they must follow that or they would be in violation of state law and they would be subject to discipline. So that's always been the law. It was the law when Mayor Klimas was here, Mayor Fadro, it's always been in place. So the mayor's always really been in charge of all the people. Ms. Liberta and then Alderman Wilson.
A couple other things to try to address the concerns you raised. Relative to the budget, all it does is change the point staff position relative to the budget. Right now it's been Cal, but I'm sure the mayor will make it clear if you need him to, it will remain his budget. He submits his budget. It's just what staff person will have the point position in developing that and helping prepare the document. And that will be under this structure, transitioning from Cal to me using the deputy finance director as the sort of number-crunching power horse behind it. Relative to the contract issues, the part-time vacation hours is a direct, right out of the handbook, cut in half from the full-time rate. So there isn't any question that it's an inaccurate amount or anyone can complain. It's just the half-time the full-time amount. The life insurance language, same thing, since his wage going down to halftime would change, the amount we give him would change, and it's the exact benefit given to other non-reps, and it's what's been in his contract since he first had a contract, and what he received before he had a contract. The health benefit provision was based upon the first, it's language been in each contract he's had, and in fact, he's for the last contract, the last two he's done, and this one, he's actually frozen that date that was agreed to. So he hasn't asked for any extension of the agreement. So even if you don't approve this, that's in his current contract. It's in his from three contracts ago. So that date was a fixed agreement that a prior common council made and is already a contractual commitment. Doesn't change anything. He's actually frozen that and not asked for it to continue, date to continue to advance while he continues to work here. And the 11 years of full-time severance, it only acknowledges the method of calculation of severance already in your books and references the fact that he has 11 years of full-time service prior to going to half-time service. The severance section of your book, the old language talked about calculating it based upon what service they have at the time that they leave. So someone who could work here 30 years full-time and their last year is at part-time doesn't get credit for the fact that they were here full-time for 30 years. This simply says it gives him credit for the time that he was actually here. And I believe that correction to do it that way for employees, I think, was built into the revised handbook. I'm not positive on that. I'd have to check that. But it's only giving him credit for what he's actually already done.
Okay. And on the precise motion, Alderman Wilhelm?
I guess the seeing of the discharging of the duties that we were discussing within this, I don't see this as contradicting that. Oversight and of the meetings is wholly meets the state ordinance, and without removing the duties of the director of administration, you don't need to do that in order to make this happen. And as far as the motion that included the contract, there are still some things in here that I would like a little more feedback on, and I would appreciate it. Like I said, Alderman Olson took 2 years as a member of the personnel committee, and just hear the input on that.
We do have the chairman. It's in the audience.
And, I guess that's not the person that I wanted to hear from. I appreciate his input because I know he's been at the city council for quite some time. So I never really expected those words. So.
Okay. There's a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Alderman Schmidt, did you have your hand up first? Okay. Alderman Taylor and then Alderman Schmidt.
Just a question. One, regarding my department brought that up earlier, at least in the conversation, how it break down. Tom, you already meet with planning staff all the time anyway, correct?
Correct. I'm the chairman of the planning committee.
Right, so you always have them able to keep you abreast of what's going on. In a way, taking Cal away and giving it to Mark is that kind of like a reduction in workload?
Yeah, it's probably... I would say yes.
I mean, obviously, you're still going to be a part of the budget. It's the mayor's recommended budget. And Cal's going to be helping crunch the numbers, and Mark, basically, you're going to be putting together the actual documents and that, the time consuming, or maybe the summary letter and that. Those are things that you'll be doing instead of Cal doing.
If I could address that, I think what's going to be the really radical change is that Mark, instead of Cal, is going to have to take the lead in coming into my office and trying to beat me up about trying to preserve certain budgetary items when I want to go in the opposite direction. And I think the write-up for the budget, Cal has historically done that. And just having the departments come in and making sure that all their forms are correct is quite a process around here.
The deputy finance director that we would go out to hire. The one that concerns now is that if Cal leaves, what are we going to do? No one can there and step in for him. Are we going to have a problem? You know, this person we bring in, and we're hoping that in 2 years they can if they do the right things, are going to be able to step in, or are we going to be in the same situation 2 years from now where we have this deputy finance director, Cal? Cal is leaving, and now what?
I would like to think that that's a very natural progression. If we, find the right employee, which human resources director we attempt to every time, that would be a natural progression, and the person coming into that position would be a CPA and meet the requirements that would be needed of the director of finance and treasurer job. So it's very likely that we could find ourselves moving that direction in, you know, 2, 3, 4 years, whenever Cal chooses to retire full time. I'd like to think that it works that way. It will make my job much easier, and the person moving into it will be prepared. If something were to happen and we're left, you know, shorthanded, hit by a bus scenario, we will be in a far, far better position to be able to keep moving without the kind of hiccup that we otherwise already having a CPA on staff who's overseeing the basic and managing the basic financial backbone, general ledger, accounts payable, accounts receivable, payroll, will be in a far better situation.
Because one day, Baldwin Olson is here and he's not. And in the past, I think he's made a comment of shame on us for not being prepared for this day, but we didn't have the money to also then budget that position also. One of the arguments that you guys have come back to us saying, going out to try to find somebody, and they're saying, for, you know, it's so much work. It's just so much work for one person. I don't want to do it. And that's what, time and time again, I think the Rives have said. How are we going to make that not be the case? I mean, if right now you have a situation where Cal is doing something and this deputy director, finance director is doing some additional, but now Cal retires after 2013, and now we have to have this person, you know, who's full-time, what, take on more responsibilities overall? I mean, are you going to try to, because now you have this part-time position, would you go out and then hire a part-time person to do some of the work inside the person? I mean, because the workload is still going to be there amongst a part-time person and this new deputy director.
You will have a variety of options. I mean, you'll look at your on-hand resources. It could be that you think the person you've hired is perfect for that job, but not really somebody you want moving in the treasurer capacity. And maybe you're aware of in the community the ability to find a retired banker, somebody who could fit that treasurer role and oversee the financial systems very well and come in on a part-time basis. Maybe you do transition the existing person to the full-time director position and hire a part-time deputy finance director, which will be an easier position to fill part-time. We're, you know, oddly fortunate to be able to have the opportunity to have Cal in a part-time position. There are a variety of options that could become available. We may find, as we continue to grow and have things like 27th Street, maybe, you know, expansion of development in the southwest area with other business parks or something, that we actually need what Cal has been saying for many years. We actually need 2 full-time people. This lets you get away with not doing that for at least a couple of years more, and where we can see what's the workload, what can 1.5 people do. So it's an interim step at senior levels that most communities don't generally have the luxury to be able to take advantage of. Over that period, you're saving yourself, you know, in the neighborhood of $120,000 probably by seeing, you know, if you can do it with the 1.5 FTE.
Well, I know, I mean, Cal has mentioned in the past about wanting, you know, the need for and the write-ups for another full-time position. I just think we have to be aware, if we go down this path, that in 2 years, you know, we may have to make the 2 full-time positions, you know, and that, you know, there may be an increase in that department. Now, we may have the revenue to pay for and things like that, but we also should be aware that, you know, this is, right now this works, but, it, you know, may need that second full-time person to take the workload down the road and be aware. So we're not sitting there 6. I don't want to sit here 2 years from now, you know, and or less than 2 years from now, having these conversations.
But you're going somewhere.
Well, having these conversations. I mean, I'd be going nowhere, no matter what happens. But to sitting in this situation and saying, well, look at what happened. So he's leaving now, and we have to go through this all again. And we need to now get other people in that office on board for some of these things. And we can't, is there anything that we can do? We can train some of the other people in that office to handle some of the, you know, some of the workload.
With the deputy position that we're looking, we'll be able to have that that ability, because this will be a CPA level person. Yeah, just to be clear, one of the reasons I would recommend this to you is because I'm more concerned about what's the best solution for the city today than, well, what are we going to do, you know, 2-3 years from now when Cal, fully retires. Right now, the ability to keep somebody with the experience who's pulled off and done some of the things he has for us and has the corporate knowledge that he does for the city, I think is an invaluable benefit to us and could lead to being able to have the smoothest possible transition into our future beyond his retirement, because he's going to have whatever period, 2-3 years, where we're going to have somebody doing their job but also training and learning and being able potentially to step in and move into a full-time role, not having to have only one person do that during an initial learning curve period. It's going to make everybody more efficient. And
we also, at the same time, we do get in trouble when we don't look down the road what happened. If we just look at, you know, 6 months in front of us, that's where we make development issues. That's where you put in a subdivision, and you have drainage issues because you didn't look forward what was going to happen. I mean, we do it all the time where we make these short-term decisions. So what I'm saying is, and if you listen to my words carefully, I said, I don't want to be here in 2 years having to be sitting there and having this conversation, you know, so you can read into that however you want. But basically, you know, somebody should have stuck around longer. But basically, I mean, we have to be aware that this is inevitable, that a person retires, and that we need to be prepared when that happens, so we're, and it may be another, full-time person.
Yes.
Anyone else? Alderman Wolf, wearing purple.
Schmidt. The guy's name is Schmidt.
Well, I mean,
it just looks so much alike.
Taylor has, I think, addressed most of what I was going to address, the questions about this progression, and the fact that it is not a long-term solution at this point, but it does create the opportunity to hire someone that could grow into the position if they have the time to get their feet on the ground. The other thing, too, is if you mentioned at some point that there might grow to the point where creating two positions, so you'd have the treasurer split up again or something, then we would be going back to addressing the vote on a charter change, which we don't have to do at this point.
Yeah, and you wouldn't if you were just changing the Cal's half-time position back to a full-time and going to two. You wouldn't have to do a charter ordinance.
Well, only if you were splitting up into two.
Yeah, only if you're splitting.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all is in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
I abstain.
4 ayes, no noes, 1 abstention. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Alderman Solomon.
Move to approve a resolution to create a job description for the Deputy Finance Director and authorizing the filling of the position.
So moved. Is there a second? Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? 5 ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Alderman Solomon.
Motion to approve a resolution to revise the job description for the Director of Administration and approve a revised employment agreement with Mark Liberta as the Director of Administration.
So moved. Is that a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye. Alderman Wilhelm.
I have some questions within the contract. There was one word added that makes quite a difference in the it's on page 80, which would be the last page of the contract, item number 4.
seconded it. Okay, JD? Okay, which
item number four.
Number four.
In the event of termination or non-renewal of this contract, employer will continue to pay for family medical insurance for an employee for a period of 6 months following termination. Should the employee be unable to secure, and it used to say medical insurance, now it says comparable medical insurance, due to subsequent employment, the employment and will continue to pay the employees then current salary for a period of 6 months following termination. I think it would be fair to do one of those, not both. Paying them for 6 months and then also paying the when COBRA is allowed here for insurance. Putting the word comparable in pretty much assures us that we're going to be stuck paying that medical insurance, because everybody knows that it's pretty hard to meet the medical insurance of a municipality. Going out in the private sector, a lot of private sectors aren't even offering insurance at this point. So I would think that we might want to reconsider our cost on this issue alone. And also, there are raises. I would prefer the raises on page 79 instead of being established as follows at certain dates at 1%, which appears to happen every 6 months. I would prefer that the raises were at the request of the Common Council to be brought forward for consideration once per year rather than an automatic raise. Might fit better in with the budget of the city. Those would be my suggested changes.
Okay. We have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
Those opposed?
I'm not voting for it.
Okay. Abstention?
No, I'm not. I said no.
Okay. Four ayes, one no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. While we're on that same item, I just wanted to get the clarification. So, Liberta, the way in which this has been structured, when I put the budget together, I had intended on trying to move some of this over to the city attorney, and we had put in some $45,000, call it on the side, for lack of a better term. Those dollars are now available. So
yeah, they remain in the contingency fund and aren't being used as part of this option.
And okay, and you and I have had some discussions about perhaps trying to retain, maybe on a part-time basis, somebody. Is that in the planning part?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So. All right. Item. Where are we? Item G10.
Moved.
That's moved, isn't it? Item G10 is moved. Okay.
We didn't table it.
Motion to table definitely. So
second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Alderman Sullivan.
I just want to, and this by no means that means that the structure of the community is done with. We are going to be facing, and I'm sorry he's gone, I don't want to talk out of school here, but Jack's not going to be here forever. I think you're going to go out in the world and find somebody to do DPW, sewer, water, engineering. That's not going to happen.
Right.
So there is an opportunity here to restructure, and we should probably have a council meeting after we find out exactly what's going to happen and who's going to be here. But between now and the end of the year, we should have a council meeting to look at opportunities to maybe combine planning, building inspection, and engineering together, and have the DPW, sewer, and water together. I realize that that's going to entail another body.
Getting off the agenda.
I realize we are City Attorney, but we need to consider getting together for a structure meeting in the near future.
Remember that he has absolute rights to
I understand.
The mayor.
Just so you realize that it's not done.
I have. That's why I keep the gavel in front of this side. Yeah. Although I'm sure he could get a pretty good meeting. Yes. Actually, I thought it was within it but I'll listen to the city attorney. It's always a good thing. All right. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item G11.
Your Honor?
Yes.
I'll make a motion to move the common council meeting to February 22nd, which is Wednesday, because obviously the clerk is going to be quite busy on that Monday before and on that Tuesday. And there's nothing that all the bodies will be up here will be the same,
second.
So it doesn't matter.
Didn't mention anything to me. So what's up?
What? Yeah. So I think she'll be busy those 2 days, and it makes sense to move it to the next day.
All right. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion.
I may not be here on the 22nd, so. Have a business meeting. I don't know.
So noted.
Who manages?
Oh, yeah, I know.
You do a good job. Thank you, Steve.
All right. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, I say have a motion carries. Now we go to whatever we want. When item H. Miscellaneous permits, Alderman Solomon.
AO Food Services.
Thank you, Madam Chairman.
AO Food Services LLC. Refer to the city attorney for state code on the number of bathrooms required for somebody with a liquor license. And if we could get back to this guy by the end of this week, I'd appreciate it. Shouldn't take too long between the city clerk and the city attorney. Next one, Najara. Pull for appearance, Fitchback, pull for police report. Hart, approve. Gizmoli, approve. St. Martin's Tour, temporary Class B spaghetti dinner, approve. St. Martin's Tour's Elvis is in the building, temporary wine, approve. St. Martin's Tour's Elvis is in the building, amusement and entertainment, approve. St. Martin's Tour's Grand March dinner, temporary Class B wine, approve. Temporary Class B for St. Martin's Tour's Church Talent Show, approve. Temporary entertainment and amusement, St. Martin's of Tours Church Talent Show approved. And St. Paul's Lutheran Church School Outreach Picnic approved.
Is there a second?
Second.
So who moved the second? Under discussion, just one question. What is Elvis in the building?
Casper.
Elvis is in the building.
Elvis is in the building.
He's never left.
Okay.
Sure they have.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Vouchers and payroll. You have before you the vouchers numbers 141555 through 141733. Is there a motion to approve? Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman
Scott.
Aye.
Five ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. You now have the payroll of January 27th. 2012 in front of you. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
I was going to second it, but any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, take the roll.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman
Wilhelm.
Aye. Five ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn? Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. We are adjourned.